Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I was telling you the other day, we were talking about tattoos, and I want to bring it up again because today is National Tattoo Day. You know, because I thought that it was very interesting. The article that we were reading the other day said that a lot of people are judgmental. They misjudge people with tattoos, their personalities and who they are and how they really are. And because the tattoos on, you know, their arm, their leg, their neck, wherever it is. And for me personally, and I don't have a tattoo, I think it takes a lot of commitment to permanently ink yourself up with a butterfly, a dolphin, or something like that. I can't even commit to matching my pair of socks every day. So how could I commit to doing a tattoo? But, you know, and it seems like everybody's very judgmental when it comes to tattoos. Some people don't even want tattoos. But I think in this world that we live in, tattoos, we could, like, use that opportunity to bring people together. Tattoos could bring us together, especially you people with tattoos, because you got, you know, the politics that goes on that divides us. You got religion that divides us. You just look on the internet. There's so much division in the world today.
You're right. We should all get one matching tattoo.
You think?
Let's agree on it. Okay. What should we do?
Is that the mark of the beast? Are we talking religion
again?
Oh,
heavens. No. No, I meant like a heart or something.
You know what? That's I like the way you're thinking right there, Tori.
Well, no, now you scared me. Now I don't want it.
But you think about how many people have tattoos now. And I got the production team together, and I came up with something that could unify everybody with tattoos. And I thought I'd play it for you today, see if we can, you know, get on the same page today.
In this age of division, Americans have found unity in the one thing we all have in common: our tattoos. Rich or poor, liberal or conservative, we have each other's backs. From the parrots on our shoulder blades to the tramp stamps above our bikini lines, and no matter the color of your skin, we're joined in the pursuit of making our skin different colors. So let's begin the hard work of promoting togetherness by rolling up our sleeves and proudly displaying our sleeves. When there is tattoo ink under our skin, there's no room for us to get under each other's skin. So let's join together, Tribal Tatted Arm in Tribal Tatted Arm, and end tribalism once and for all. Because if there's one thing that truly brings Americans together, it's the Chinese symbol tattooed on the back of our necks.
I thought that was very patriotic. It could bring us all together today.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, maybe I need to go back to the drawing board, but I'm trying. I think it's a great thing to think about.
Well, if you want to bring us together, get a tattoo.
I know.
Join us.
The dark side?
No, it's not the dark
side. You're the only
side.
One in here that has a tattoo.
You're the only brave one. I chickened out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a study out, and I did not have to think even one second for how I would answer this, but they asked people if they would leave their partner for $1 million.
Bye, Felicia.
I didn't even have to think a second. There is no way I would leave my wife for $1 million.
No.
She does far more than $1 million worth of work around the house.
Can you say you're going to leave? And
oh, my goodness.
You should just keep going because if Jamie heard that.
Well, I cannot believe you said that, Tom. Yeah.
I just got it. That was terrible.
I was joking around. Honestly, I don't want to ever live another day without my wife there. I mean, there's times when she drives me crazy, you know, and she's helping me drive all the time. Like, what would I do if she wasn't in the car? Gosh, how would I get anywhere? But there's no way I would take $1 million. I don't think there's any number I would leave her for.
I need more details.
Oh, wow.
Well, just in terms of like, is it a forever goodbye? Is it or like a wink, wink goodbye
kind
of thing?
It's always a forever goodbye.
Or can we still like be together, but we're just not like legally together, but then we get to split the money? I just have questions.
Okay, it's very simple. You have to leave them and you can't see them again.
Ever? Oh. I can't see them even? Not even through the window? Like, hey.
No.
That seems harsh.
Well, it's $1 million.
How about your dog?
No, I love my dog too much.
$1 million?
$1 million isn't enough to change my life better than having my dog.
Mm.
It's hard for me to answer because I'm single, but I would walk out of the studio for $1 million and never look back.
Well, I think all of us would.
I don't know about that.
Well, I enjoy this job and I enjoy you because I consider you my friend.
Me too. But I do like this job.
Paul calls people friends, and it's almost like an attack.
Yeah.
It's like you feel assaulted.
You are my friend.
See, I feel assaulted.
Yes. I mean, no matter
stop
if you like it or
me.
Not, you can't determine if I'm your friend
unfriend,
or not.
Unfriend.
Block.
I'm going to be your friend.
I'll be your friend, Hawk.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not picking up that there's people in here who don't want that for a good reason.
I'm just saying.
He's Josh. And I mean, honestly, we have been together so long. We're like family. We're like brothers.
We're playing a part on the radio.
Of friends?
But this is crazy to think that. Now, here's the crazy part. 43% of Americans said they would do that. Either they're in a bad relationship or.
Broke.
They're broke. But that's just sad if you're in a relationship where $1 million would have. That's not a relationship that's a good relationship. You should probably move on without the $1 million.
It'd be a lot easier to move on with the $1 million.
Well, it would.
And they say, you know, with divorce rates, it's like 50-50. So that's 43% of Americans would say that he would leave for $1 million. Maybe that's that 50%.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to hold the right people.
There's some family I'd walk away from.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of family for $1 million. No. I'd be like, it was good knowing you.
Not my immediate family.
But not the person I chose to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah.
And we've been together a while now, too. So it's not like it's just maybe, it could still go wrong tomorrow. I mean, it could, but I don't know. I feel like we're there for the long haul.
More interesting question, would Jamie leave for $1 million?
There is no way she would leave me for $1 million.
Are the kids already at college? If they are.
She's asleep right now, so we can't call the check either. Aww. Just for saying.
Oh, got you. Wink, wink.
I don't want to check that.
Yeah, we don't want to wake her up this
That's
morning,
just sad,
do we?
Though. That's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we all know that dogs mark their territory, and so it's kind of very interesting habit to have. I've seen mine do it several times, and they don't know when to stop sometimes. But you know that girls, they like to mark their territory as well.
That's Gross. My tree.
yeah. So, you know, guys, they've experienced a girl leaving little things at their apartment, their house, or whatever. And that's one thing that you can identify, earrings in a, you know, someplace, maybe their hoodie somewhere, keeping their little thingy that they put in their hair in your bathroom, just those little trinkets that they leave behind. That's planned out most of the time.
No, that bobby pin fell.
It's a scrunchie.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah,
but that's what he meant.
But it gets progressively worse. Like, you know, then it's the shampoo bottle, her shampoo bottle somewhere in the bathroom or something. You're like, wow, okay.
That's not marking territory. Yeah. That's just convenient for him.
That's moving in.
Yeah, I would think marking territory would be more like you accidentally get your perfume rubbed off on him. So then he goes out and to the world and he smells like
you. It includes leaving things behind, but it's stuff that's like, he said earring or something.
Yeah.
Something that another girl is going to immediately notice if she comes over to your place. You're like, oh, Who left that here?
It's not necessarily about another girl.
Well,
it's
that's
like they
what
just,
marking your territory is.
Well, I kind of understand that, but it's like she wants to be remembered.
Which, you know.
No. Marking your territory isn't being remembered. It's about you're staking that guy as yours, and you're letting some other girl that comes over know that there's somebody else.
Okay. And if you've ever walked a dog and you see a dog in front of you, like, pee on a bush, your dog immediately goes and pees on that bush, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The idea of marking territory might actually be doing more harm than good.
Well.
Because the other girls are going to be like, what is this?
Okay.
What's
I got
over
you.
Here?
So here's what their goal is, though. We're leaving all that stuff behind. The goal is to end up with a drawer with, you know, the cardigan, the sweater, the hoodie, and everything. Oh, she got her drawer now. All of a sudden, she is becoming a part of the relationship.
Well, that hoodie was his to begin with. I was just giving it back.
Okay. All right. So here's some other ways that girls mark their territory in a relationship. A second, he leaves his phone unattended. She grabs it and snaps a few selfies on the sly. And then he opens up his phone, discovers the photos of her beautiful face there, and it's a pleasant surprise because she's smiling back at him. That's a way that she's marking territory.
How does she get into my phone? I have a code.
I know.
Not for the camera.
You can take pictures. Yeah, you don't need the code. You don't need a fingerprint or anything.
True.
You just grab the phone, you take the picture, and before you know it, you go, oh, there's your face. So that's the way she's marking territory.
Kate, there's so much fun we can have with that.
Hiding silly notes, expressing your affection in weird spots around the house is another way that she marks territory. You got those little sticky notes, you know? So, you know, let's say every time you go to the bathroom, there's a sticky note. It's under the shaving cream can or whatever. It's, oh, wow. It's a real reminder of her.
I'm going to leave one for John under the toilet seat.
You know what?
You'll never see it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't lift it up. But a simple little post-it, like a little heart or something on a post-it note, it's kind of interesting. And you can stick it to the mirror as well. Another way that she's marking her territory, overload his internet browser with searches specifically of your personal taste. The more often you Google things like your favorite band, clothes that you like, a movie that you can't stop quoting, the more you'll infect his computer with those cookies and her awesomeness.
I'm pretty sure I saw this in a horror movie.
That's what I'm saying. This is unusual.
Misery.
Yeah. Okay, and while you're on the computer, they say you might as well change his desktop display to reflect you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Leave my stuff alone.
If you're not bold enough to turn the backdrop into your face alone, just maybe an image of a TV show that you guys like or something that you bond with to say, oh, hey, that's about us.
I think I'm just going to get a mural of me painted on the wall.
Might as well.
Every time he walks in.
Yeah.
I tell you, if you do all this, I'm going to think differently of you.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Because now you're on my computer, you're on my phone, you're leaving notes. I'm a stalkish.
You're taking me with you.
Surprise him with the gift of a carefully chosen home decor accent. It could be living room or kitchen, maybe some kitchen utensils or something like that. And he'll use those every day and reminds him of her. They say don't go the plant route, though. Like, if you buy him a plant, because it'll probably die of neglect and making anything green. They say it needs water, potentially dangerous, because it reminds him of where the relationship could go.
Yeah.
If it's not.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Who thinks like this?
Yeah.
Kate Hudson and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And he let the love fern die. So it did not work out well.
I'm trying to kill 5 plants that won't die.
Oh, bring them to my house. They barely make it a day.
Another way she's marking her territory, give him something practical that he's bound to use constantly. It could be gift cards. It could be keychains, back scratchers, even like earbuds, stuff like that, because he'll use them and think about you is what they say.
Earbuds to block me out. Tylenol for the headache I'm giving him.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. And whenever you cook, prepare enough that guarantees leftovers, because when you're not there the next day, he's eating leftovers thinking about you going, oh.
Now we're talking. Stay off my computer.
Oh. I'm with you, Kate. That was some creepy stuff.
Well, these are some of the unusual ways that they mark the territory. It's supposed to be creepy, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you didn't say creepy ways. You just said unusual.
There is a difference. And then they say a pet. That really marks the territory. You buy him a pet, and before you know it, you guys have a pet together.
This whole article is from that movie. She got him one of those French something dogs.
Oh, did she really?
Was it like Princess Sophia or something like that? And or Kroll or something. And she literally, everything on this list she did.
Mm-hmm.
Did she lose him in 10 days?
She did, but he came back, so maybe the list is right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Join us at the perfect time, because I think I got an idea for a crank call. Cato says somebody asking for a Medicaid or Medicare card.
We get these a lot on the phones.
I think I got an idea on how I can waste their time.
Okay. I believe in you.
Let's get revenge on them this morning. Hello?
Do you have Medicare or Medicaid?
Yeah.
Can you please stay on the line?
Yeah.
Our specialist doctor regarding your extra benefit for an additional cost, okay?
Sure.
A Medicare team member will be with you momentarily.
Thank you for holding. And I'm here to support. Make sure you qualify for additional benefits with Medicare Advantage. Can you please help me to confirm if you have Medicare Part A and B or Medicaid, please?
B. Answer B.
Yes. Plans A and B?
Or C? Is it, was there a C or D?
Oh, there's many, sir. There's A, B, C, D, and it continues on. But we're just looking for, right now, people that are from Medicare Parts A and B or Medicaid. Do you have any of those?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. What is it? Do you have Medicare Parts A and B or Medicaid?
I don't know. I'd have to get more information on that. I think that they have that at the office. But I'm going to go. I think it's A, B.
Positive.
AB,
do you have your car with you? Is your car a blue, white, and red car?
Of course I have my car. That's how you think I drove here?
Not your car, your card. Your car, your Medicare card.
Yeah, my car. It's out in the parking lot.
Sir, not your CAR card. Your CARD, your car, your Medicare card.
Oh, I think I have that in my billfold. Hold on just a minute.
Yes, sir. So I could go ahead and give you information on the benefits that you might qualify for.
Sure.
Charge to you.
Yeah, let me see what I got here. Okay, I found the card that, yeah, oh, it is AB. It's ABP. So last time I gave blood, it was, yeah, AB positive, I think.
AB positive, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I got when I gave blood. It's a blood connection card. You said, well, if I was an A or B, and this says ABP, so I'm guessing positive.
Okay, now on the card, is your card blue, white, and red, sir? Is it a Medicare card?
No, it's a blood connection card. It says the blood connection.
You don't have a Medicare card, sir?
Well, it's my medical card because it has to do with my blood. That's what you ask for, right?
Yes, but not the medical card, sir. No, I'm asking if you're parts of Medicare Part A and B or Medicaid, sir.
We are getting, you know what, there's some kind of confusion here, I guess.
If you don't have Medicare Part A and B or Medicaid, sir, I thank you so much for your time. Sorry for the inconvenience.
You
have a wonderful rest of the day today, sir.
You know what? I am so sorry, and I've probably just wasted your time here, and I was so confused. So please forgive me for...
No worries.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to go on.
Day, sir.
I'm just saying, I just hate when people just rattle on and waste other people's time and even my time, and I felt like I've done that with you, and so would you please...
He stayed on a lot longer than I would have.
Wow. Okay. All right. I did my best to waste his time.
You did. Good job.
That's Crank Call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Cato, this is especially for you because I know that you don't like AI. And I'm going to tell you how to beat AI. I'm going to tell you how to get around AI, how to screw it up, how to mess it up, how to win.
Why do I want to waste my time on AI?
Okay, this is not for Cato, but okay. This may help some of you out there.
Tell us.
All right. There is a guy who was in line at Taco Bell in the drive-thru. They run AI now when you first start ordering.
This is for me then.
Okay.
Because it's not only Taco Bell, it's other places. It's like the AI comes on, may I take your order, and then you get all jumbled up, it doesn't get it right, and then someone has to finally get involved.
See, that AI, it doesn't bother me.
I don't
this
like
isn't
it.
For you.
Yeah, this doesn't bother
it's
me.
It's like, you know, do you have your app? Are you going to order with the app? I'm like, I just want to order. It's the same thing I was complaining about the other day. You go into the restaurant and you have to order your own on a kiosk now. No one's there to greet you with a smile.
I'd prefer the AI though, because you ever been through the drive-thru where they're like, would you like the pickles? And you're like, I can't hear you.
Yeah, well,
there was one the other day where I was like, I can't hear you. And she was screaming and I was like, it still just sounds like you're frying chicken real loud. Like, that's all I hear.
And all of them always, you complain about it, like, oh, yeah, we need to get that speaker fixed.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's been doing that for 6 months. Okay, when are you going to get on that?
Yeah. Well, AI has two fatal flaws. Number one, AI gets it to where it's always trying to help you, and it will make mistakes trying to help you. For example, the other day I was using AI to do something, and I asked it to transcribe an audio file. and it tried to do it, but finally it admitted it's not able to do it, but it has still tried to because it wanted to make me happy.
Oh.
AI wants to make you happy.
Yeah.
So it will make mistakes in an effort to make you happy. The other thing is it can't deal with bad information. AI doesn't realize when you're talking gibberish to it, and it tries to make sense of it. And that's what this guy used. He finally realized he wasn't getting a real person, and he told the AI, I want 1,000 waters.
Oh,
that yeah. broke the AI. It didn't know what to do with 1,000 waters, so it turned it over to a human.
Someone hopped right on there.
They did. Yeah. They got right on and said, excuse me, can I help you, sir?
Yeah.
Because the AI basically kicked out the system and said, I don't know what to do with this.
Well, another reason they might have jumped in is like, man, I don't want to fill up 1,000 waters.
And then not charge anything.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work on me.
Just like humans, AI's getting lazy.
Yeah. But you don't think that employee's going, now I got to answer this call because this guy's an idiot. And
yeah.
And now they have to work and they're going to be mad when they're fixing your food because you made them work.
When I ordered at the kiosk the other day at
That doesn't bother me either.
Well, but you know what? When the lady's coming over, like grimacing at you, like, here's your food. And you're like, what? What has happened to, you know, the customer's always right, the service with a smile, any of that. Like, at least have a smile on the kiosk for me like Amazon does.
What happened is that the customer's not always right.
No,
yeah,
they're not.
I've worked customer service most of my life.
Especially they're not right when it's me ordering on the kiosk because I'm like, did I order that? I can't.
You feel so bad. You feel like a kid who just messed something up for real. You're like, yeah. I'm sorry.
You're like, y'all messed up my order. No, sir, you did.
Yeah, no.
When you put it into the computer. No. You messed it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, they say the next step is to find out how many waters do you have to ask for before it breaks the AI.
Oh, that'll be a fun
experience. Is it 50 waters? Is it 100? Is it 20? Is it more than 3?
99 bottles of water on the wall.
Yeah, that could throw them. I bet you 99 bottles of beer would have thrown it, too.
Now, I've only experienced the AI maybe once or twice in a drive-thru because I don't really go through them. But can't you just do like you do on the phone and say, operator?
No.
I don't know about that.
You can't. Nope. And then, like Tom said, the AI tries to help you. It's like, hey, do you also want this? No. Do you want this? No. I just want to get through the drive-thru.
That's called upselling.
Well,
and when I worked at Bojangles, we got stars for upselling, and they actually bought it where we would get perks from upselling customers.
Starbucks must do that, too, because they'll be like, do you want a cake pop? And I'm like, you know what? I didn't, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
I did that to me at Hardee's the other day. I ordered a loaded omelet biscuit, and they said, do you want a double loaded omelet biscuit? And I was like, yes, I do. So it worked on me.
It does work for a lot of people.
And then I said, I'd like 1,000 waters, too. And the guy's like, what are you talking about, man? So I don't think it was AI.
But when I worked in restaurants, I mean, to get a large drink, it was like 8 cents more or something. So that's how we'd approach it. Would you like to make that a large for 8 cents more? And 9 times out of 10, they'd say, yeah. And then I'd get credit for that upsell.
I did that the other day with something. You know what? It was at the movie theater. They said it was a bottle of water, and it was like $16. Like, for only 50 cents more, you can get the large.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Did you just say $16?
It's at the movie theater.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes sense, don't it?
It's the same with the popcorn. It's like $20 for a small or $21 for a tub that you can't possibly eat. You're going to spend the $21.
And you get free refills on the big tub.
Right, which you'll never, ever, ever do.
You know, why don't one person just buy a big tub and pass it around to everyone in the theater?
I don't want that after it's been around.
It's like an offering plate at church. You just pass it on to your neighbor. It just gets you some. And then when it's done at the end, you just pass it back down to the front.
Yeah, we'll go get more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you know, it's good to do little things to show your significant other that you love them. And it's a lot easier than trying to do the big stuff, right?
Truth.
Let me just do the little stuff. So what do you do to show your significant other that you love them?
I will write notes sometimes just telling my wife how much I appreciate her.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
She can find those. I know that I've seen a couple on your steering wheel.
Those are ones she writes me.
I know. I'm just saying you guys do that. That's one of your love languages right there.
I saw that one. It said, do not hit a drive-thru on your way home.
I didn't see that one.
Okay. So I think that's a good one to do. And some of these actually that I have they deal with food, which is kind of funny. So cooking them something they like is a way you show love to your significant other.
Chicken thighs. Don't like them, but John loves them, so I cook them for him. And then I eat it, and I'm like, quack. Yeah. I'm not going to cook it and not eat it.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the chicken thigh either.
It's just, it's like a lot, it's real chicken-y. You know what I mean? Like a chicken breast doesn't really look like chicken.
Yeah.
But chicken thighs, it's got like the little veiny things. I'm going to make myself sick.
Then you complain that they're too big and then the chicken gets offended.
Yeah. Your thighs are rubbing together.
Yeah. So cooking them something they like, a way that people show they love each other, making them a cup of coffee without even being asked. And you bring it to them.
Now, my mom's husband does that for her.
Okay.
But she'll come up there like 5 o'clock in the morning and wake her up to give her the coffee. She goes, I appreciate bringing the coffee, but will you wait till I'm awake?
I do that too, except instead of coffee, it's wine. And instead of 5 a.m., it's 3 p.m.
Instead of a glass, it's a bottle.
No, I pour a glass.
You know, you can get these little things that go right on the bottle that look like a glass, but it just attaches straight to the bottle of wine. So technically, you're only having a glass of wine. I'm just saying.
Okay. So giving them a spontaneous hug is something that shows love, and it's something little you can do.
Yeah. I try to do things that she'll enjoy.
Okay. Like, is she cooking or something? You're getting on her nerves. You come up behind her.
I don't know. There's not any hugs I give her that I feel like it was the best thing that happened to her that day.
Okay. And the survey found that the average person does at least one of these things every single day.
That sounds like a lot.
The little things add up, though. Also, giving them a compliment just out of the blue is something that makes them feel loved.
Yeah, that's something I haven't gotten as much feedback from, and it kind of beat me down to where I don't do it as much anymore. I've given her some pretty nice compliments, and you don't really get much back, and you're like, well, that sucked.
I give that a lot of thought.
Okay. You are very good with your compliments.
Thank you.
So you're not getting a lot back at the moment. You're not like comparing, saying, well, she's not giving me any more compliments.
No, I'm saying she's not giving me any feedback that it would matter to her.
Mm. So that's not her love language then, apparently.
Well,
yeah.
It's Tori's. I give Tori a lot of confidence.
There you go. Randomly texting them that you love them or, you know, throughout the day, just you're thinking of them.
That one is, I don't know. It could be annoying, too.
Yes. Especially if you're at work and it's every 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay. And you don't know what to write back.
Yeah, you just ignore it at that point.
Your person is like trying so hard to like think of you and let you know that, and you're like, oh, stop texting me.
Stop telling me you love me all the time.
It's awful.
Well, and saying I love you for no reason is another little thing you can do. They say that that makes them feel appreciated and loved. Another thing you can say is thank you.
Always, yes.
Yeah. So but that makes them feel loved as well. And then this is interesting to me because it has to do with food. They say if you really want to show your significant other that you love them, share your food with them.
John is so good about sharing food, and I am like the runt of the litter puppy where I'm like, rawr, rawr, don't touch my food.
Yeah.
So
I share my food, especially anytime I get shrimp, my wife would like a little bit of that, so I share it with her.
I don't mind it. Now, if I've got a small, like a 6-ounce filet, and you want a bite of that.
Yeah, that's too big a chunk.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till I'm done. I may not finish it.
You should have told me that when I was ordering, I would have got the 9-ounce.
See, and that's what gets me. And I learned this from Hawk about French fries.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you go with someone and, oh, no, I just want the burger. I don't want any fries. And then you get the combo, and they're like, oh, can I get some of your fries?
Those look good.
Yeah. Those look fresh. Well, go get you some.
Yeah. When you think
you
think about Lady and the Tramp, the Disney movie, you know, sharing spaghetti, where you're sitting there, you're eating spaghetti, and then you meet in the middle with that kiss. Very romantic. Have you ever tried to recreate that moment?
No. Yes, but with lasagna, it didn't work the same.
Exactly. There's some foods you can't share, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's some you can't.
You think about the foods you can share. You can share French fries. You can share chips.
But like crab legs.
Uh-huh.
I've had somebody ask me if I could have some crab legs, and I'm like, I got two clusters. I will eat them all.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, that's how you need to do the Lady and Tramp. She gets one side of the leg, you get the other side, y'all meet in the middle.
Yeah.
It's cute.
You share.
Butter dripping down your chin.
Let's say desserts, you always get two spoons.
Yeah, no,
maybe,
I don't mind that.
You know, a drink, you share your drink, you get two straws.
You go to City Tavern, get that tiger in your tank. It's hard for one person to finish.
Share two straws, share hepatitis B, it's great.
But you're in love, so.
So it doesn't matter if you catch a deadly illness.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'll tell you what, they do things differently over across the pond in Britain. I was shocked to see this story, and I was all ready to get fired up about celebrities being spoiled and how they think they can just do anything they want. And then I read the details.
Okay.
You know who Emma Watson is?
Mm-hmm.
She was Hermione on the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, also yeah. Belle.
What's that?
Also Belle.
Belle. No, she was just Hermione.
In Beauty and the Beast. She was Belle.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
that different movie.
I gotcha.
Yes.
I thought she was Belle, like a Belle. Magic, she turned into a Belle.
It could have happened for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Emma Watson has just received a 6-month driving ban and a fine of $1,400 because of her driving record. I got to tell you what got her in trouble here.
Okay.
This is the offense she committed to get banned from driving for 6 months. She was caught going 38 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
That's barely even illegal, is it?
I mean, we have a police officer friend who called on the show one time, and he says the rule here is 9 you're fine, 10 you're mine.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I've always lived by that rule. I'm like, if the speed limit says 30, I'm going to keep it under 39.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently in the UK, you can lose your license for 6 months for that.
Wow.
Now, she has had 3 other speeding tickets, and that is why she ended up losing her license, because she's had 4 tickets within 12 months.
Well, let's hear about those.
That's the thing. There's nothing particularly special about them.
Okay.
It's just that it was her fourth driving offense in less than 2 years. She had an offense in January of 24, October and November of 23. So some of them are almost getting 2 years old, too.
But she's not slowing down.
So
but,
what? She was going 38 in a 30.
She's not slowing down. It's obviously the first one didn't work. The second one didn't work. The third one didn't work.
None of us drive that speed.
I know. I'm not saying, you know, that I don't. I'm just saying.
Well, I did see that car on 385 going about 40.
Yeah, that should be a ticket.
Yeah, because it almost caused an accident. But you know, Tom, I was in Surfside, my very first speeding ticket ever. Yeah. I was in Surfside Beach. I got ticketed for 30 and a 25. It was not a school zone.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was like one of the streets that went straight to the beach.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Sure enough. All weekend, people were getting pulled over in that spot. So they were sitting there waiting.
The reason why, Tom, is so, you know, not really shocked, but I guess concerned with this story is because he speeds like crazy. He even barks his tires out in the parking lot.
I just told you, I generally go 9 over. That's my safe zone. That's where I like to lock it in. Now, I'm not saying I don't ever go over that, but I generally keep it locked in on the cruise control.
How many times you pass me on Woodruff Road just showing off because you're right behind me and all of a sudden you kick that Corvette in, you know, whatever you do, and it's like barking your tires around me going super fast, and then now, he hasn't done that in at least a month or two.
Who ran into the back of me in the parking lot here?
Sorry. I didn't see you. It was dark.
I'm for real. It was Hawk. You remember that?
I don't remember.
And you bumped me in the back and just laughed.
Oh, well, that was, I was doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think you should be talking. Now, here's what's crazy.
You intentionally hit someone's car?
Okay, back in the day, you could do that because bumpers were a little bit different. So, you know,
what in the car happened now?
Nowadays, they don't make, you know what? They don't, it's not any fun anymore because you can't bump somebody without it misshaping their car.
Hey, I tried to jump start my car because my battery died this week and I couldn't even find any metal under the hood to attach the negative prong to. And I'm like,
it's made of plastic.
Everybody's like, do it to the what is it called? The frame?
Yeah.
I'm like, that whole frame's plastic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I found a screw sticking out, and I attached it to get
there
my car
go.
Started. It's
well,
crazy.
This is not the only Harry Potter star to lose their driving privileges. Zoe Wanamaker, she played the broomstick-flying instructor, Madam Hooch. Not quite as big a star as Emma, but okay. Also a fellow Harry Potter person. She just got the same $1,400 fine and 6-month driving ban for going 46 and a 40.
What part did she play?
She was the broomstick-flying instructor.
Okay.
When they get pulled over, is it Voldemort? Is that the guy, the bad guy?
It seems like it. Can you imagine losing your license for going 46 and a 40? 46 miles an hour. You shouldn't even get pulled over for 46. And you wouldn't, I don't think, here in the upstate.
Oh, no. Well, if it happened in here in the upstate, I'd not been driving for about 10 years.
I know. Yeah. It's just, they're crazy. In Britain now, you can't post anything on social media. They'll come arrest you. You can't go 6 miles over the speed limit because they'll take your driver's license away. I wouldn't go there at this point.
I wouldn't mind a ban from driving because I get tired of driving.
Well,
you say that now till you can't, and then you'd be like, wait, there's things I do want to drive too.
Oh, my car died this week. I know that.
Oh, yeah. You ain't getting between me and TJ Maxx. I need to be able to drive myself there.
There you go. Uber. Well, they do stuff weird over there anyway. They're driving on the wrong side of the road. Why don't they get tickets for that?
They should. They should all be interested for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm telling you, 99, it's a few days away, I'm at least a week or so, but I saw, as I looked at the long-range forecast, 99 degrees. It ain't going to cool down anytime soon. Now, scientists said short people feel the heat more than tall people because they have less surface area to evaporate the heat.
I would have thought it was the opposite because the tall people are closer to the sun.
Exactly.
No, think about it like mountains. The higher you go, the more elevation, the cooler it is.
Huh. That makes sense.
So, anyway, this weather is so hot, and I want to save you some money because, you know, a lot of times, I know, Tom, this doesn't happen with your electric company, but my electric company sends me that thing where how I'm doing this month, halfway through the month.
Mm-hmm. You got Duke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I got Lawrence Electric.
And it's like a report card, and I don't like it. And I definitely don't like my bill coming up.
Well, we're in agreement there.
Yeah.
I do better on that report card than I did my real report cards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm always the most efficient in my neighborhood.
Well, now they're starting to say, oh, well, to conserve something, turn your AC to 78. And I was like, I will not. I am not living in a terrarium.
Why even have an AC if you're going to set it at 78? Does it even come on?
I couldn't tell you.
So I have the tips to boost your air conditioner's performance during the heat wave.
I thought we already covered this, Hawk.
What?
I already told you, put yogurt on your windows.
Well, okay, that's one way you could do that. They say don't mess with the thermostat. Set it at the temperature that you want and leave it alone. Setting it lower will try to cool things down faster if efficient. So
I don't know what that just meant.
So basically what happens is you set it to 78, and then you come in like, oh, I want to be 72. So you put the thermostat down to 72, it's going to work much harder.
Oh, I understood that part. I just didn't know what that last thing you said was, but it probably didn't matter.
Yeah, because I told my friends they'll turn their air off, or not off, but up when they go to work during the day. And
that's,
I'm like,
crazy.
You know, it's working double. And I just found out recently that if you move your thermostat 2 degrees, it kicks in something where it's going to be more energy than if you move it 1 degree at a time.
He does something.
And
yeah.
Someone from Duke told me that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know who's got an air conditioner good enough to recover from 78, but my AC won't do that. If I let it get to 78, we're not getting back down to 72 that day. So I have to leave it at 72.
But wouldn't it works extra for a little bit and then it balances out versus working all day long, right?
It's kind of like if you're walking down a street in a straight line on a straight pavement, or if you go on a street that has a super hard uphill section for a moment and a downhill section for a moment. You don't gain enough during the downhill to make up for that super hard work going uphill.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's better to just keep it going flat.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Convince me.
It's story time with Tom. It's time to go to bed, y'all. That's a good story. I liked it.
I got tired walking up the hill.
Okay. Clean your filters and your coils. They say dirty filters impede the airflow of the air conditioner. So
I just had an AC guy out who did the spray in, and they had to put like that, well, it's not acid, but it acts like acid, to clean all of the dryer lint that had gotten in the coils.
Where are the coils?
They're on the outside unit that blows the hot air by your house.
Yeah. Take your vacuum cleaner to them.
I haven't been out there in a long time.
Well, if you don't have anything bad going on, you shouldn't have a problem.
I'm not messing. Mine stays at 74.
Our dryer vent is right above the air conditioner units,
and it dumps
all the lint out and clogs them up.
Yep.
Okay, and these are ways and little tips to help you save money on your AC, and it will perform better. Turn off heat-producing appliances during the hottest parts of the day. You know, you don't want to cook a meal and use your stove.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to wash your dishes with a dishwasher because there's so much heat that's produced in there. And, of course, lights, not as much so now, but in the past, they did produce heat.
I do want to do some of those things, like cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change that, but I understand about, like, the dishwasher.
But oven, too. The oven will heat up a house.
I know. That's why you shut the door as soon as you get done cooking.
Okay, well, that's just another way, a little tip. And then they say, run a ceiling fan.
Yep.
Having the breeze blowing on you will help cool you down faster, but it won't help you save electricity if you're doing it when no one's in the room. Like, if you're in the room, go ahead and turn your fan off because it's not working to cool the room down.
No, if you're not in the room.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said if you're in the room.
If you're not in the room, turn it off because it's not cooling your room down. It only cools you down because that fresh breeze blowing over your body.
Over your glistening body.
Isn't that the best? You come in and you're burning up and you just lay flat on the floor under the fan. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is wonderful. This is why we are advanced in technologies, to have ceiling fans.
I don't think it saves you enough money to bother turning it off when you leave the room. But if you want to, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what you're saying. It doesn't do any good while you're out of the room. They're just sitting there spinning. Unless you got it on high, I don't think it's using that much electricity.
I got, you know, speaking of coming home and sitting under the fan, I got one of those pull-out drawer freezers that go underneath your refrigerator.
Right.
Yeah, and I use it like a bathtub. Sometimes I just pull it out and crawl out there, sit on the ice cream.
You don't even have to crawl in. It's almost like you can feel the cold air just pouring out of it when you open it.
Yeah.
And your feet get all cool.
Sitting on your ice cream.
I know I'm not having ice cream at his house.
Anybody wants Sundays?
Gives a whole new meaning to Moose Tracks.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.